Welcome back to Cargumentative, a Times Live podcast in which we talk about all things cars and automotive. I'm your host from the Sunday Times, Thomas Faulkner. And as usual, I'm joined by media stalwarts, Dennis Dropper from Business Day Motor News and young Brenwyn Naidu from the Sowetan and Sunday Times Lifestyle Motoring as well. Gentlemen, how are you doing? Brenwyn?
Very well, thanks, Thomas, and happy to be back after last week's technical errors.
It's good to have you back. Dennis, how are you doing?
Great, thanks, Tom. Here we thought that the lockdown would mean that all things motoring would shut down, but fortunately the industry's wheels are kept turning.
Well, luckily for us. And what's been pinging on your radar?
The World Car of the Year has just been announced, and that happens to be a vehicle called the Kia Telluride, which is unknown to South African audiences, but it's sold in markets like the US and other parts of the world. It is Kia's largest vehicle. It's an 8-seat SUV, and apart from winning the overall title, Kia also won the urban car category with its electrically powered Soul. The Mazda 3 won for Design Car of the Year, and the electrically powered Porsche Taycan scooped the luxury car and the performance car categories.
Very interesting stuff there. I'm going to keep it with Mazda, because I was on the internet the other day, as we all are, and I saw that apparently the next generation Mazda 6 that's coming out in 2022 is going to have an inline six-cylinder engine, and it's going to be rear-wheel drive. So it seems like Japan's going full German on us. Should be quite a cool car.
It definitely sounds a lot more believable than one of those return of the rotary news stories that seem to do the rounds from time to time.
It definitely is. Brenwyn, what's been happening on your side?
Well, I picked up that Ford is the latest automaker to put a number to the effects that COVID-19 has had on business. It said it is bracing for a loss of $600 million in this first quarter. Now, like many other manufacturers, the American firm has ceased production in most of its territories, except in China, where the pandemic seems to have receded. The CFO, Tim Stone, said, however, that they have enough cash to get them through to the third quarter safely. But hopefully the world is back to relative normality before then.
Well, from record lows to new highs, Bilstein has just introduced a raise your game kit for the fourth generation Suzuki Jimny that was announced yesterday. It's a simple bolt-on kit. You get a set of Bilstein BH shocks and some locally made and developed springs, plus all the requisite bushings you need to adjust camber and caster that you get through raising the vehicle. And it will raise your Jimny between 35 and 45 millimeters, which is quite a sizable chunk. We already know the Jimny is a very capable little car off-road, and this should make it even more so. You can order this kit apparently through Goldwagen stores around the country, and it, you're looking at about just over 22,000 Rand, 22,625 Rand for this little bolt-on kit. So that's quite a cool thing if you own a Jimny and you do enjoy off-roading. Dennis, we've got some time for some other news. Is there anything else you'd like to chip in on?
Yes, from the high that is the Jimny to the low, that is the fact that Stirling Moss has just died at the age of 90. Now, our older listeners might remember that Stirling Moss is known as the best driver who's never won the world championship. He was four times a Formula One championship runner-up and also third overall on three occasions. And now the driver has won as many races without taking the title. So he took a total of 16 Grand Prix wins. And he could have been Britain's first world Formula One champion in 1958 instead of Mike Hawthorne. But Moss lost the title by a single point that year after asking stewards to reinstate his disqualified compatriot, Mike Hawthorne, at the Portuguese Grand Prix. So he felt that an injustice had been done to Mike Hawthorne during the race. Moss raised it with the stewards, and he lost the world title as a result. So that kind of sportsmanship is quite rare.
It really is, especially in motorsport. And it's a sad loss for the whole community that he's no longer around. A gentleman and a man who was quite stylish as well. He had a certain, charisma around him. He'll be missed. Brenwyn, do you have anything to lighten the mood of the show?
Yes, well, RIP to a great legend. Tomorrow, we're going to be having a Skype session with Dr. Jürgen Wimmer, director of the SUV category at Volkswagen. And he's going to be chatting to us about the next Tiguan, which is the best-selling product in the Volkswagen Group portfolio, with over 778,000 deliveries last year. So the Tiguan is basically the new Golf. And our listeners can read about this story on Times Live next week, or if they go out and buy a newspaper on Wednesday next week, it'll be in Sowetan Motoring.
Well, that's something to look forward to. It's always good to have a new segment of news, and the Tiguan has been a great seller. It's been a phenomenal success story for Volkswagen, and I'm sure the next generation model will take the mark to a whole new level. Guys, we're going to have a quick break, and we'll be back soon.
Would I buy a Hummer?
But you see, like, you can't beat the diesel.
I'll take the petrol over the diesel any day.
Tune in to Cargumentative every Monday morning on Times Live Motoring. You can join myself, Thomas Faulkner, and my regular gang of automotive misfits as we discuss motoring news, views, and of course, have a cargument or two. That's Cargumentative, only on Times Live Motoring.
Welcome back to Cargumentative. Guys, as we all know, we're living in strange times, low times, depressing times. We are in lockdown. Lockdown has been extended until the end of April. And it's not just our bodies that are taking a toll from lack of exercise. It's also our cars. You know, they've been parked outside in our driveways or in our garages since probably the 25th. And we need to keep them fit. So in this segment, we're going to just have a little chat about how you can do that as a car owner. And I'm going to kick it off. And I think what's really important is that you start your car at least once a week and get it up to its operating temperature. You know, you want to get the oil warm. You want to get the coolant warm. You want to get that circulation going. Because an engine is a complex thing, and inside it are many seals. And if those aren't lubricated, then they tend to go brittle. And when they go brittle, they tend to leak. So it's very important to keep this engine, this heart of your car beating, so that all the arteries and veins that it supplies don't go to seed. So, you know, start it up and let it go for about 15 to 20 minutes. I've been doing it with my car, much to my neighbor's annoyance. But you know, it's a cheap way to ensure that your engine is kept reasonably healthy. Another thing that's crucial is the health of your tires. Cars aren't designed to stand in one place for long periods of time, and you'll find that if that does happen, the tires can get things called flat spots, where they start to sort of take the shape of the floor beneath them, and that's not good. You can feel those flat spots if you drive after the fact. So one way to get around this is to pump up your tires to a higher pressure. And I mean, I've searched the internet for how high you should go, but in my opinion, I'd say going one bar above what you normally pump your tires. So if you're pumping your tires to say 2.5 bar, just go up a extra bar up to about 3.5. You can use a bicycle pump. I know that most of the motoring team have got bicycle pumps because it's the hip thing that motoring journalists do on the side. So just give them a good pumping. And if you can, it's also important to move the car around. Now, you don't need to go out or drive. You can just go up and down your driveway, you know, and that's going to get that air flowing around inside the tires. It's going to give those flat spotted areas of the tire a little bit of time to just, you know, spring out. And again, it's going to allow you to use your brakes. And brakes, as we know, use brake fluid. That fluid is pumped through reservoirs and servos and brake lines. So again, it's good to get that flow, that motion of fluid through piping to ensure that the braking system stays in tip-top condition. So yeah, don't be scared to, you know, go up and down your driveway if you have a driveway, but just get some movement into the vehicle if you can. And I think I've gone on for far too long. So Dennis, do you have any other tips you can throw into the tip jar?
Yes, sure. In terms of aesthetics, it's a great idea to wash your vehicle and then to make sure it stays clean. So if you have bird droppings over it, for instance, that's very acidic and can damage the paintwork. So it's a good idea to have invested in a car cover or otherwise to park it in the garage. If you have a manual car, to not leave the handbrake on, because if it stays parked too long, there's a chance that the brakes might actually fuse to the disc. So this isn't an issue in an automatic vehicle where you can just set it to the park position. But if you've got a manual, then you can either leave it in gear or just put some kind of chock under one of the wheels. A brick will do the trick. And as you said, to start the engine every week or so for the oil circulation. But this also, if you leave it idling for 5 minutes or so, this will ensure that the battery is also kept charged to an extent. Then it's also a good idea to disconnect the battery. For instance, my own personal car, I don't have with me at home. It's parked at the office, so I don't have these options. So that's why I disconnected the battery, and hopefully that'll still be working. It won't be destroyed by the time I get back to it. One other thing, be careful of rodents, because rats and mice can be a real problem when cars are left unattended for any length of time, and they can nibble away at important wiring. So a simple solution is to place some mothballs along the perimeter of the car. Another trick is cotton wool dipped in peppermint oil, which is apparently a useful deterrent to rodents.
That's very interesting. I didn't know they were adverse to peppermint and also to mothballs. But that is a good thing to know. And it's more sort of green friendly. You don't want to use poisons and stuff because rodents will ingest them, and then other creatures down the food chain like owls will eat the mice and they'll die. So we don't want that to happen. But staying with that, staying with pests and rodents and things that can do damage, it's also probably a good idea to block up your exhaust pipe. As we know, it's autumn, things are getting cooler, and there are little critters out there that might take a liking to your exhaust system. And might go and seek refuge inside your silencer. So what some people say you should do is just find some old rags or something and just lightly bunch them into the tailpipe to prevent anything from getting up there. Brenwyn, do you have anything to add to this?
Yes, I think really good points there, gentlemen. On the subject of batteries, one of the most useful gifts I've ever received was a trickle charger. Or a smart charger, if you want to call it. And basically how it works is you plug it into the mains of your house and attach the two points of the terminals of the battery like you would if you were jump-starting a car, and it keeps the battery charged without overcharging it. So if you're laying the car up for 3 or 4 weeks, you just plug that in, and when you get back to that car, it'll start up as normal. So, Dennis, if your battery is flat, you're more than welcome to borrow this thing.
Thanks, Brandon.
And then on the subject of the fuel tank, I understand that it's recommended that you fill your fuel tank before you park up your vehicle for an extended period, because it minimizes the volume of air in the tank and thus the amount of condensation of water vapor in the air. And as we all know, water in one's fuel tank is potentially really bad news.
It also is bad news, yeah.
To put up at this point is the fact that the petrol price is at the lowest it's been in a very long time, and indeed it's set to get even lower. So go fill up your cars, guys.
That's actually true. I had to go out and get some groceries the other day, and decided to take my car. And on the way to the grocery store, I filled up, and it was like Christmas. I just couldn't believe that I could fill my tank for under 1,000 rand. It was just a... a revelation for me. So, yeah, exactly. Take advantage of this time. It may not last forever. And treat your car to a full tank of fuel. I think that's pretty much it, guys. Well, yeah, I mean, again, take the time and maybe, you know, treat your car to a thorough wash. Use the time to, you know, give it a polish and a wax, maybe a clay barring if you've got one. Clay bar is a great way and an affordable way to remove minor blemishes and stains from the surface of your paint. So if you do have a clay bar, you know, it gets stuck in. And you can also spend some time on the interior, you know. You can give it a good vacuum, and you can use that special vinyl protecting spray to clean your dashboard, leather cream on the seats. So all this time that we've got, this free time, you can actually use it to your advantage and, you know, really treat your car to a thorough going over, which will be something to look forward to when you start driving it again regularly after the lockdown. Guys, I think that's it. I think that's all the time we have for this week's show. So thanks again for joining me in the virtual studio. And
thank you, Thomas.
Thanks, absolutely. Tom. Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you. And as usual, listeners, we are broadcasting virtually in our virtual studio. So if the sound isn't 100%, you know why. But we are working on various ways to make it sound better and clearer. So yeah, until next week, keep it safe, keep it locked down, and join us next week for another episode of Cargumentative.